We continue our reading of the Gospel of Mark, coming to chapter 11. Our text is verses 1 to 14. You'll find this on page 1077 in your pew Bibles. The question is raised, what constitutes a gospel? You may know that there were false gospels written by Gnostic heretics in the early church. Well, what's the difference between one of those and a true gospel? Well, we can see that as we enter into chapter 11. There's 16 chapters in Mark. There's six more to go, and we're already into the final week of Jesus' life, because the gospel accounts are chiefly a record of the atoning death of the Son of God and those events associated with that, together with his resurrection. What about the preceding 10 chapters? They're very important, but you'll notice that they are almost preamble to the decisive matter, the atoning death of the Lamb of God. That's reflected in the biblical weight given to Jesus' final days. Now, here is Palm Sunday. Jesus is entering into Jerusalem. He's fulfilling the prophecies, particularly Zechariah 9, verse 9, about the donkey on which he will come. I think there's a great deal of confusion about the palm branches and the reception of the people. It's generally believed that people are hailing Jesus as Messiah, well, only a certain kind of Messiah. This account doesn't have it. Other accounts point out the palm branches. That was the emblem of the Zealot Party. And Jerusalem was united in their desire for a military Messiah, not to deal with their own sins, but to deal with their enemies with raw force. They were looking for Jesus to do that and be that Messiah. I've often put it this way, that on Palm Sunday, Jesus rejected the kind of Messiah they wanted him to be. And so in return on Good Friday, they rejected the kind of Messiah that he actually was. Well, Jesus' commentary on this is found in the final three verses. The next day he comes, he finds a fig tree. It's the emblem of Israel, one of many, and he curses it because it has not borne fruit. What a tragedy that Jesus came to the ancient covenant people. He was rejected, but you know, it was all that we would be saved. And Jesus is indeed the King. He is the King of our hearts through the blood he came to Jerusalem to shed. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Mark 11. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to him, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest!' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard it. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen."